My first question is, why did you decide to reoffer in this election?
Well, Tara, there's a lot of work to be done. You know, we've just come through and we're still in the midst of actually the COVID crisis. And that's why there shouldn't even be an election right now, but we're having one. And I'm running because I want to make sure that the government has a focus on rural issues, on jobs, on letting small business do the work that they need to do, and making sure that we have representation at the table that stands up for the communities that are being overlooked under the current government.
Why the Conservative Party when you first decided to run, originally before ever being elected? Why the Conservative Party?
Well, for me, it was looking at, you know, and I encourage all young people to do this too when I speak at high schools, is get involved. And you look at, no one party is perfect, but you look at the party that most aligns with your vision of where the country should go, with your views, your values. And for me, that was the Conservative Party. But I do urge people to get involved in every way possible in the political process. But for me, I'm in favor of supporting families, supporting rural communities, standing up for law-abiding people, having a criminal justice system that goes after the bad guys and not the good guys, on supporting small business, supporting rural communities. And that attracted me to the Conservative Party. And reducing bureaucracy and waste, those are all the reasons I became a Conservative, and those are the things I've been able to fight for as Member of Parliament.
Now, unsure if you've been able to go door-to-door because we're in a pandemic, but if you have, or I guess you've probably been talking to constituents, what are you hearing from them this time around?
Well, I can tell you, like, amongst the small business community, the number one thing I'm hearing is they need people to fill jobs. And what's happening now is, with the programs the federal government has in place, there's a disincentive to take jobs that are available. So we want to make sure that people have an incentive to take the jobs that are available. From families in communities throughout the riding, this has been a real struggle over the last year and a half, and even on mental health, on jobs. And that's why our focus of our campaign is on building back with, you know, with jobs, the economy, strengthening our mental health supports, because Canadians have been through and are going through a tremendous challenge, but we need to get our economy going again. We need to get the jobs back that were lost, and we need to get people feeling good about where things are going, and with a plan to restore Canada for the future. And right now we're mired in an election when the government should be focused on getting Canada back on its feet. So that's what we're going to do as Conservatives, is to get those jobs back, get people moving again, and to support our rural communities and families.
Healthcare, of course, has been under the microscope in recent months because of the pandemic. New Brunswick facing a huge shortage of nurses and physicians. Normally, you know, the provinces, they deliver healthcare, and it's up to them to do that. But what would you help to address, or what would you do to help address this?
Well, and that's a great point, Tara. The provinces under our government in Canada, under our Constitution, they're responsible for health care. But Canadians expect the federal government to do its part under the Canada Health Act. And when we've got started with health care, there was a split funding model where the federal government was supporting 50% and the provincial government was supporting 50%. We've moved a long ways away from that. And governments in the past have tried to balance the federal books by slashing transfers to the provinces for health care. That is a huge mistake, and we're still feeling the effects of that. So rather than saying, well, the federal government has all the answers and we're going to tell you how to run your health care programs like some parties do, the Conservatives have committed to increase transfers to the provinces for health care by 6% per year. That's something that all the provinces have asked for. It's something that's needed more in New Brunswick than virtually any other province. And it's something that I feel Canadians will feel we're getting good value. Canadians see a lot of waste at the federal level, but investing in health care is something that most people can agree with. So we're going to do that to provide the support that New Brunswick needs for health care.
Also in the pandemic, many businesses have been struggling over the past year and a half. What will you do to support them?
Well, we have a program in our platform to support struggling business. One is to get rebuilding Main Street is what we call it, and it's to provide supports for both hiring new employees as well as supports through business loans that would help businesses get back on their feet. Those are the things that I'm hearing from business right now. They're still struggling. The rules are constantly changing. And I commend the small business community out there that have been trying to keep the lights on, keep people employed. Because in New Brunswick, the vast majority of our businesses are small business. And thousands upon thousands of New Brunswickers' livelihoods and support for their families is reliant on small business. So our plan, rather than incentivize people not to work, which the government is currently doing, we would incentivize and help people to fill those jobs that the businesses in my riding are saying we desperately need to fill. So we would provide 25% of the salary for a new hire for 6 months to help a business financially, but also help incentivize people to take available work.
Now, in addition to businesses, the pandemic has also affected millions of Canadians as well. What are your plans to help everyday middle-class Canadians and those are struggling to get ahead?
Well, you know, and these are the very people that I've been standing up for as Member of Parliament. And everyday hardworking Canadians that are trying to, you know, they work hard through the day, they're trying to support their family, trying to get the kids to hockey. They don't have time to be involved so much politically, but they're struggling to make ends meet and to keep moving forward. And our platform is all about that. It's providing concrete steps on affordability. Right now, we saw yesterday 4% inflation. The cost of everything is going up. And we have a plan to get that under control, both with the price of fuel, with the price of housing. Under the current government, inflation is literally out of control, the highest rate it's been in over 20 years. So our plan is about affordability. It's providing direct support for childcare directly to families so that they can make their choices in healthcare and in childcare. And that's something that we have championed in the past, something I've championed, and it's something that families appreciate. They don't want to be told how to handle childcare. They would like the direct support and to make their own choices. Conservatives have always been in favor of lower taxes, and we have a proven track record in that regard. We've been in favor of directly supporting families rather than creating new bureaucracies, and we've done that. We have a plan when it comes to mortgage accessibility for self-employed and entrepreneurs who oftentimes are declined the ability to buy a home because they can't get a mortgage because of the nature of the work that they do. So we're taking concrete steps for families, for the middle class, and for communities right here in Fundy Royal.
And finally, affordable housing has become a huge concern, especially in New Brunswick. Year over year, New Brunswick has seen the largest increase in average rent prices. So what would you do to address that and help those who are having a hard time with it?
Well, Tara, I look at our track record. We, as a Conservative government, throughout my riding, we had invested in affordable housing for people that needed housing, and we were partnered with the province of the day to have those affordable housing units created. But we also know Canadians all over the country are struggling with the rising cost of home ownership, and that's become less and less achievable for the middle class. So we have a plan when it comes to mortgages, when it comes to the stress test for mortgages to help make home ownership more accessible, because that's something that many young Canadians and New Brunswickers aspire to, but there's a lot of barriers to that. The biggest barrier to home ownership and affordability is not having a job. So that's why a big focus of our platform is not on disincentivizing people from taking work, but to incentivize people to take available jobs. And the number one issue I hear from businesses throughout the entire riding is we need help, we need people to fill available jobs. So we need to help facilitate that for the sake of our communities, our small business, and people in need of work. And if people are working and have jobs, then that's going to help with the affordability issues as well.